Glad to join you again. I'm Steve Goss, along with Mara Davis, who's ready to reveal the contents of this weekend's concert picks with Mara's Music Mix. Hey, Mara.
What's behind the curtain? Let's start with Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran playing two nights at the Infinite Energy Center. And you know, I'm very excited about this for several reasons. One, I saw him last time. It was incredible. I can't say enough about how Ed Sheeran is the lowest maintenance rocker there is because he has no band. He just uses his loop machine, and the light show is spectacular. And by the way, single guys, this would be a good show for you to go to because there's a lot of ladies in the house who are big fans of Ed Sheeran. But Ed Sheeran's new album, Divide, is just, I mean, it's Shape of You. Is that not the song of the year already?
I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Somebody like me.
That's Ed Sheeran at the Infinite Energy Center tonight and also tomorrow night. Steve, do you remember Diggable Planets?
Mm-hmm.
I'm cool like that. I'm hip like that. I still think that's one of the coolest songs ever. Well, this is kind of another version of Diggable Planets. It's Ishmael Butler, who was once in the band, has gotten together with a new band called Shabazz Palaces. And this is a whole different mindset of hip-hop music. It's kind of trancy, kind of psychedelic. It's kind of hip-hop meets jam band. I don't even know how to describe this.
Well, funny you should mention that, Mara, because a couple of reviewers have described the music as this, and I quote, high-resolution disorientation. Someone else called it sonic fog.
The point is, this is going to be weird. It's going to be awesome, and you should go see it.
Celebrate the weirdness.
That's Shabazz Palaces at Terminal West Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night, a band from Charleston, South Carolina is playing at Isle 5 in Little Five Points. They're a jam band, and they play some Grateful Dead covers.
Yeah, and they're super hippies. Yeah, if you're looking for like a good beach music band, if you're celebrating the end of summer, Danger Muffin is a band you should look towards. They're a lot of fun. I mean, they do acoustic folk, but you want to dance to it, and they have the whole bearded vibe happening. They're really, really big in Charleston, and they have quite a following here, too. That's Danger Muffin at Isle 5 on Saturday night. Steve, sometimes we push off the week into Wednesday, and this is a band I really want you to watch, and this is Greta Van Fleet. They're really, really young. It's a band of brothers and one other guy, and this is what everybody's talking about. They kind of sound like Led Zeppelin. One song, like, really sounds like Led Zeppelin, Highway Tune, but they are strong musicians. They actually played the Viper Room recently in Los Angeles just to kind of like kick them off on their tour. And I mean, they rock hard. Josh, Jake, and Sam, and then their school friend Danny Wagner. They're all under 21, too.
Oh, yeah. And this song, Highway Tune, is, as they say, climbing the charts.
It's climbing the charts, Steve.
With a bullet. It's like in the top 10 on U.S. rock charts. And you're right. I mean, the lead singer, you close your eyes, that's Robert Plant.
You know, they're straddling that line because, you know, they don't want to be known as the Led Zeppelin cover band because they write incredible songs on their own. But this is definitely a band to watch. That's Greta Van Fleet at the Earl on Wednesday night.
Let's